tonight's April 2nd, 2018, Othello City Council meeting. Would you all please rise for a short private invocation, asking for God's blessing upon this city and for wisdom upon the decisions that the council makes tonight. And now, if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Item 1D on our agenda is roll call. All council members are here except for Corey, who during his time in Hawaii. So I'd entertain a motion to excuse Corey from tonight's proceedings.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 1E is citizen input. Tonight is the opportunity for citizens to address the city council. Is there any citizen here present who would like to address the council? All right. Hearing none, we'll move to item 2, the approval of our agenda tonight.
I'll make a motion to approve our agenda tonight.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And we'll move to our current business. Item 3A is an ordinance amending section 6.04020 of the Othello Municipal Code. Excuse me, chapter 6.04, titled Animal Control. Becky?
As you are aware, City Hall and Code Enforcement used to issue the dog licenses and and approve them. But with the new contract we have with Adams County Pet Rescue, all the responsibilities have been switched over to them. So we're just updating our municipal code to reflect the change with the new contract. Where the OMC used to state the city clerk would issue dog licenses and the city clerk would provide the forms, all responsibilities have been to Adams County Pet Rescue. So that's just a cleanup item.
Okay. Council, you have any questions?
I got a question.
Yeah.
So is the city still doing the rabbits and chickens then?
It's my understanding that yes.
Okay.
Chief?
We still have an ordinance that allows for the chickens, and Animal Control Pet Rescue is taking over and handling all of that part of it, but all of the animal stuff. So we're still in the process of training her. She has been to the academy over in Burien. She's back. We haven't issued her a ticket book yet, but we were discussing that last week. So the young lady's going to be 100% soon. And this change basically transfers the authority of Pet Rescue and makes it able for them to do the licensing and everything, and then the spay neuter stuff.
So will they be inspecting, like it says in the ordinance, that when you have chickens that before you can have them, it has to be inspected? So will they be doing that?
We may not, because that is also, that blends into code. So Heather may be doing some of that too.
Okay.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Okay, I entertain a motion then.
I'll make the motion to adopt the ordinance amending section 6.04.020 of the Othello Municipal Code, chapter 6.04, titled Animal Control.
Second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Becky.
Thank you.
Item 3B is the display agreement and purchase order for Western Display Fireworks for the 4th of July.
Councilors, you guys might remember we signed a three-year contract with this Western Display Fireworks, and so I was a little surprised when I came back and said that we needed to re-sign the contract, but she explained that the reason we do, because many cities change their budget, they either increase it or decrease it, and so it gives us the option to do that. Ours is the same, so base this contract, which the mayor will sign, is the same, virtually the same. I had Kelly look at it, make sure there are no differences. He said it's all the same. So I had to put it before you tonight just to say, okay, since you guys have to approve all the contracts. So.
Questions, council?
I know that with our previous contracts, since we signed the 3-year, we got some extras.
It's the same. That all stays the same.
It all stays the same.
Yeah, I made sure that was all the same. So, good question.
All right, I entertain a motion to approve this contract for Western Display Fireworks.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We'll move to item 3C, State Water Fund Facility Plan Grant / Loan.
On this one, council, you guys may remember from a few months ago, several months ago, probably back in the fall, our contractors, our consultants were working on a grant from the college. We were working with the college on the same grant / loan to allow us to develop a wastewater treatment plan, to come up with a plan for our wastewater. We briefed the council committee last week on this. This is almost perfunctory, except not. I just want to make sure you guys are on board with the loan piece of that. Remember, it was half loan, half grant. So the loan piece, the numbers are right there. So you can see what the numbers are. And we were asked last week by Ecology whether we wanted to do a 5-year loan at 0.7% or a 20-year loan at 1.5%. Spencer, of course, said the 0.7 for 5 years. We talked to the council committee last week as well. They also agreed. So I'm asking for this time, council, to approve that we do the loan for 0.7 as opposed to 1.5% for 20 years.
And this is part of the loan, part of the deal is forgivable loan?
Yes.
So basically grant.
The grant is a forgivable loan, yes. Thanks for clarification.
Part of it is the 0.7% for 5 years.
Exactly. So it's 187.875 for the forgivable loan and 875 for the loan that's not forgivable. So, questions?
So that'll be for a 5-year loan at 187.875. I did the math. It's going to be 37,575 per year. Comes out of the water sewer fund.
Yes, out of the water sewer fund. Yes.
And I also calculated the interest. And usually interest taken on the balance, interest is on that loan at 0.007 is $345.
Yeah.
So it's like not
yeah. Right.
Not quite free money, but almost.
Almost.
Yeah.
Yep. Any other questions, council?
Okay. Well, just to state for the record that this is for the wastewater facilities plan, correct?
Yes.
And that is basically like setting up a water comp plan, except for the wastewater side of it, and it'll be useful for future grants and loans that we may need for if we ever have to replace the wastewater, build a wastewater facility, right, whether it's industrial or domestic.
Yeah, as I put in the agenda memo, it's a requirement for Ecology Programs to have this plan on board, so yeah, they're helping us fund it. We've got a very good relationship, knock on wood, so far with Ecology, and this will help us keep it.
Excellent. Entertain a motion to accept this DOE grant loan of $387,750.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And then item 3D is a change order to Sand Hill Estates.
All right. So I recuse myself from item D, change order for Sand Hill Estates.
Okay. Let the record show that Angel Garza is stepping down during this discussion and becoming a member of the audience. Okay, Kurt.
If the council recollects when we went through the approval of the agreement for the Sand Hill Estate project, there was a portion of city share in the south half of Olympia Street, and that included mostly the paving elements and the sub-base elements of that project. During the utility infrastructure installation on the north half, They got to a point in time where the existing water main was starting to impede the sanitary sewer alignment. After the contractor did a little bit more investigating, it would appear that the whoever installed the water main not only didn't put it in parallel to the center of the street, but it appears to meander a little bit within the right-of-way. As a result, the water line ends up being closer than 10 feet of the sanitary sewer and is in violation of state code for separation of your water and sewer. At the point in time when we realized that, they requested a meeting. We sat down with public works staff, discussed the pros and cons, other alternatives of whether moving, you know, if it was less expensive to move the sanitary sewer system or the water system or what we should do. We all agreed that moving the water line or installing a new water line was the most cost-effective alternative at that point in time. The contractor was directed to go ahead with the change order. Since the first submission of the change order, Public Works and I have gone through the numbers a couple times. It was presented to the Public Works Committee. They went through the numbers once. As a result, we came out of there with some assumed future costs for that change order. Attached to your agenda memo, I asked for an update on this. I didn't get it, so I just gave you a copy of my redlined change order. The total ends up being $56,220.94. I didn't have the agreement at the time when I was working on this. I didn't bring it home for Easter with me, so I guessed the cost increase to be about plus or minus $30,000. It's actually $22,867.46. So if you go to the first page, please. So this number here is actually $23,000. Any questions or comments?
Counselor? John? You good? No, I'm fine. We went over this in committee.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. We got them to reduce the markup for 15%, which brought it down by $3,000 or more.
Good. Thank you.
So.
All right.
And I'd entertain a motion to approve this change order for Sand Hill Estates.
Make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Angel? Now we'll move to item 3E. It's an update on the police department dispatch console.
Thank you, Mayor. Council, this is an update on the dispatch console. Last time we brought this in front of council as an informational item to find basically council's interest in and support for the replacing of our console system for our dispatch. So we have the radios that have, and to remind council, the radios are upstairs, and then the dispatch, we have the consoles that basically control them. And that's made to be as easy as possible, you know, pushing buttons and makes radio stuff go out and they hear the radio stuff come in. Now, the proposal that we put in front of council was the Motorola option, which added some benefits to us. It allowed actually that we could flip a switch, move all of our radios to Ritzville. They could flip a switch, move all their radios our way, and so we'd actually create some redundancy and be able to cover for each other. And looking at it, council's recommendation to us at that meeting was to take it back and look and meet with Spencer and management and see if we had the money. And looking at it, we don't have the money. If we were to do this, it would definitely cause severe hardship, you know, but we'd be looking at some, you know, personnel cuts or something next year to start funding it, because it would. And just to remind council, it's about $100,000 a year for, well, not completely 100. It was 80, 90, 90, I think 90, and then it went to 80, and then it went down to 35,000 a year. So it's about 5 years of about $90,000. So what Assistant Chief Dave Rim and I did was we contacted Day Wireless Motorola. That was the original vendor that put that quote together for the county and us. And then we contacted a couple others that we knew were on bid. Actually, one that we knew was on bid. It's the company that the MAC Dispatch Center in Moses, or Ephrata Moses Lake uses, Yakima Sheriff's Office, Sunnyside Police Department, and Fire District 5 in Yakima County. We asked them to put a bid together that would give us adequate coverage and or make it work. We also had a vendor get a hold of us that had actually saw the news article of, you know, the presentation we made, and they drove over and they did the same thing and put a quote together for us. We have both of those quotes. Currently we're waiting on the Motorola requote. It will have less capabilities, but it would meet our needs. Our goal is to bring it down to a cost that we can afford and that the ongoing costs aren't extreme either. In the meantime, I mean, part of the good news is, as I was explaining to the city administrator today, one of the vendors, while he was here, said our radio didn't seem to be putting out as much power as it should. He started testing it, found that our antenna had been hit by lightning and fixed the damage, and that piece is working. So that was a good thing. We're broadcasting at 7 watts when we should be pushing out 80 to 100. So at this point, I'm open to any questions from council on where we're at, because right now we're waiting on for Day Wireless Motorola to resubmit their proposal, and then we'll evaluate the three and put a package proposal together for council.
Chief, is there any possibilities of grant funding, federal, state?
I've been looking. I'm not finding anything open. We're not a primary PSAP, so we don't get the 911 cell phone tax money. We're the secondary, so we don't get any. We get zero of that. So we would be looking at other types of grants. I've been looking at state and federal grants, and I'm finding nothing. I've been looking at those for police cars, personnel, where there. I'm finding nothing.
So. So they're rebidding, they're bringing bids to you.
They're putting proposals together for us.
Let me ask you this, Chief, what if it gets to the point where they give you a proposal, we can't afford that?
The proposals that I've got, I think, are very reasonable, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised when you see them from us. But I don't want to, I cannot ethically put that number out until we get the final proposal.
Yeah. So have we contacted Adams County? See if it's something we can partner with them.
The original was a partnership with Motorola. I have discussed it with Jay of what we're looking at. I think they're looking at the Day Wireless Motorola option, which is a better solution, but at this point we can't afford that. The proposal that we brought was a shared proposal where they took their share of it and we took our share of it. But even there, it was a significant cost increase.
But would this year wouldn't have cost us anything, just the following years?
Correct. And the next five.
Well, let's see what it is when he gets a second proposal. I mean, when you get other people biting at it, maybe Day Wireless will come back with a little bit better proposal.
We've pared down what we're asking for. So there isn't the ability to switch it up to Ritzville. We don't have that capability now.
Is it something that can be added on later?
Not once we move. We have different companies or vendors. I think it would be fairly difficult.
So what's that portion of the deal cost? Is that the significant cost?
The original proposal from Motorola was a very high quality proposal. It was for good equipment, top of the line, it's going to last for a while for us kind of equipment. We're not looking at that now, so the new proposal that I'm expecting to get from Motorola should be significantly less.
Okay, so your plan is that when you get this next bid, then you're going to represent to the council what those options are, and then when the council will be able to look at it, deliberate, and make a decision?
Yes, sir.
Council, you guys all right with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move to item F, 3F then. And that's the update on the probation officer.
We brought this item in front of council. I guess the feedback I was getting from council, put in those terms, was that that wasn't a high priority. The radio is mission critical. The probation officer is not mission critical. The fact that it was, you know, 25 first year, 50,000 every continual year, that puts that a pretty low priority if I'm looking at having to fund that with layoffs or some other cut within the department. Now, there is, the county has proposed that there be some offsetting money that the probation officer is actually billing for services, and that would reduce the cost. Now, the first year estimate was that it would be about $100,000 to fund that position. The judge and everybody that's looked at it doesn't think it'll actually be that much, but and that's why they put together the, you know, no more than $50,000 would be our share. Now, as we've looked at this, and you know, I have some experience with this. I did exactly the same thing in Sunnyside. We had a municipal court. We did not have a probation officer, so we contracted with Yakima County District to provide a probation officer for us. They billed for services. They didn't come anywhere close to covering their costs. So we abandoned that and decided to do without.
You said they didn't come anywhere close to covering their costs from the recovery of the costs assessed by the judge for the uses of the probationary services.
The judge orders.
How's that work? Yeah.
The judge orders those costs, but then they'll also have a prorate amount, generally based on the person's ability to pay. So, for example, if they were to come and meet with their probation officer and they were supposed to pay $50, and they show that they didn't have a job, maybe they would be required to pay $20. Even using that kind of a program, that kind of an approach, we weren't able to even come close to paying for what the costs were. So it was, I mean, it was laughable how much money actually went to pay for that probation officer from those people. So, and then we started looking at the benefit of what we're getting. You know, we put several hundred cases a year into the court, and I've been providing counsel with the monthly and annual reports showing where our crime rate is. Our crime rate's coming down still. So, at some point we've got to look also at the return on investment. If we're putting $50,000 into this, how much can we expect to reduce the cases that are going into our district court? Are they going to reoffend is the issue. But you know, we can't get to that and have to worry about that if we can't afford the $50,000. It's not worth laying off a police officer to me to fund a probation officer.
Yeah, but you came to us with it, and you...
I came to it because there's other issues involved.
Right.
And...
But if it's something that you think would benefit the community through the criminal justice of, you know, you had a reason to come to us for that probationary officer, and... you keep saying that we might have to lay off an officer to make it work. We have the ability to redirect funds from department to department. So what maybe you're getting right now for funding is not enough.
There's several issues that we need to look at. One is I'm going to come to you with a very expensive radio proposal that is mission critical. It has to be done. The next piece is we've been in negotiations with Adams County for 3 years with, you know, pretty frequent meetings. Mr. McCourty's attended those, where the county is asking us to pay more of the share of the Adams County court probation or court prosecution and defense attorney costs. We don't know what that number's really going to turn out to be yet because we're still in negotiations for it. If we obligate that $50,000 towards probation officer and we obligate a piece of money towards this radio upgrade, we're still going to be looking at some cost at the justice system level. And when it comes down to it, we need a court more than we need a probation officer. Adams County and the contract that we have with them, they have the ability to terminate that contract, at which point we have an issue of where do we send our misdemeanors. We're not prepared to put together our own municipal court at this time. And if we did, it would probably, I think take Superman a year to accomplish it. It would take a reasonable person or team a couple years to create that. So I think there are some costs that we, as a team, have to be looking at and prioritizing. My absolute priority right now, what I'm going to bring to you, is I need to maintain what I have in the department to do the good work that we're doing. And I need, and part of that is I've got to replace this dispatch console system. I have a hard time seeing past that until we can accomplish that.
Well,
I think we get the number for the dispatch control and then go after the probation officer after that.
I really want you to get what you need. And I think it's our responsibility as councilmen and women to allocate the funding where it needs to be allocated. There are several different departments within the budget that we have to work with, and we allocate money to each of those departments. The next go around in the budget cycle, we may need to consider allocating more funding towards law enforcement than what we're allocating today, and maybe take from a different department. Because I don't see, until those homes are built, until there's more property value to be taxed, I don't see our revenue increase significantly. We're only going to have what we got to work on. We're just going to need to shift it, push it to the emphasis where we need it.
Maintaining is my priority
right now.
If you remember going into the budget that we just got done with, 5 months ago, we weren't able to fund all of the items
you
that
had
we
some,
wanted at that point.
You had some very good capital items that we had to overlook.
And we're going to have to pay those this coming year because we can't keep pushing police cars off.
Yep.
And I'm going to come to you again saying, you need to replace the police chief's car because it's now going to be 10 years old.
I feel that the chief's got a plan, and I'm for following it.
Yeah, and we really appreciate your prioritization. Yes.
And Councilor, I promise you, if it was something that I absolutely need, you will know that.
So I'd still think that we'd want to get the best dispatch console we could. Yes, it's going to cost a lot of money, but we could have did it with no cost to us this year. Yes, it would be a lot next year, but I think we could come up with that money. I mean, we don't know until next year for sure or not, but there's things that we could, red zone items that we just wouldn't be able to do. Instead, we could do that, and I don't think we'd have to cut any other police officers or anything like that.
Yeah, no, I'm not going that direction. And I agree with you, Mark. I agree with you. We should get what is needed and get the best so that we don't have to do this again in 7 years. That you have the capability to upgrade over time.
All we need is money.
Let me bring this proposal to you after we've got the three proposals from the vendors that we're looking at, and then let's have that discussion.
And say we could still do that after we look at these proposals. So
yeah,
options are still open.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Any other questions of the chief? Okay, thank you, Chief. Look at the probation officer. Maybe we can't do it this year. I still think it's something that...
Keep on our wish list.
I'm going to go dig out my notes on the budgets.
All right. Item four is on our agenda is committee reports. Is there any committee reports? Item five is unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business? Is there, item six then is new business. Is there any new business, council? That, I don't know if you've all had a chance to meet our new IT director, Abner Garza. Abner. He's the one that will keep you guys connected. And if you're experiencing any difficulties, you can contact Abner and he will take care of him. He's taking care of a couple of things for me and I appreciate it. But I just wanted you to get, because I don't know if you've all had a chance to meet him, make sure you introduce yourselves to him. And Abner, welcome to Othello and the city. Yep. And having no further business before the council, I'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 7:02 p.m.